Let's talk about how to respond when your child says something awful, something unthinkable to you. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through how I responded when my child told me recently to go away and die. Let's get into it. Parenting is the hardest job ever, and parenting a highly sensitive child who's struggling can feel downright impossible. If you're suffering through endless meltdowns, walking on eggshells, and losing sleep worrying, you've landed in the right place. Because I'm here to help you feel good about parenting your highly sensitive child. I'm Dr. Hillary, clinical psychologist and mom of three, and you're listening to the Raised Resilient podcast, where I help you make sense of your child's challenging behaviors and build resilience in the face of their big emotions. So warm up your coffee and grab your earbuds. It's time to turn your child's sensitivity into their superpower. Hey friend, welcome back to Raised Resilient and another one of my bonus parenting reflections episodes where I talk about a situation from my own real life parenting so that you can hopefully feel a little less alone in the parenting trenches and also maybe take my wins and my challenges and apply the lessons learned to your own parenting. So I have mentioned before that all three of my children are most definitely highly sensitive. There was a long time where I believed that just my oldest child was a highly sensitive, deeply feeling kid. But as my younger two have grown up, their high sensitivity manifests maybe a little bit differently than their brother's, but it is definitely there. I think a lot of people have this misconception that highly sensitive kids are difficult, high needs, colicky babies. But the truth is that actually that's not always the case. And in fact, it's not even often the case. A lot of times, highly sensitive kids are pretty chill as babies. And just as a reminder, if you're wondering whether your child has a highly sensitive temperament, go take my free quiz. It's going to help you understand where your child falls on the sensitivity spectrum, but it's also going to give you your exact next steps to parent them effectively and in a way that feels good. So go to raisedresilient.com/quiz. It'll take you a few minutes and it will be super helpful. So I did not realize the depth of my daughter's emotions and how intensely she experienced them until midway through toddlerhood, which is pretty common. And so yeah, between her being a relatively chill baby and me having a whole lot of skills to help and support highly sensitive kids that I did not have as a first-time mom. Her sensitivity was not apparent at all in her behavior until more recently. And even with that, I know how to respond when she's struggling. So it's a lot easier than it was with my first child and even with my second. But when she has a feeling, it is deep and it is big. And she is learning how to cope with those big feelings. And so one of the things that she has started doing recently is that when she gets really upset, she tells us to go away and die. Now, I don't know where she learned this. This is not something that her brothers currently say ever. And it is definitely not something that she hears from her dad or from me, but it is definitely something that a lot of highly sensitive kids will say at some point. My oldest used to say a version of this. So when he was around 4 or 5, definitely before I learned how to help him with his deep feelings, he used to get really upset and tell me, "Go away, I hope you die." Right? And that was really triggering for me at the time. And that makes sense, right? It's a really hard thing to hear. And as an adult, I have the full understanding of what that means. And it's horrible. Like, why would you ever wish that on somebody? But our younger kids do not have a concrete understanding of death. And it's really hard for them to have the full awareness of what they're saying. And a lot of times our kids do start to say things like this when they are mad and they have enough awareness that death is a big topic and it's something that a lot of people have a lot of feelings about, but maybe not the concrete understanding of death means finality and gone forever. So it's both in the category of things people say but don't really mean when they get really mad, but also in the category of something a child might say without having the full understanding of what exactly it is that they're saying. And we tend to have such a big reaction when our kids say something like this that it perpetuates our child saying it because we are having such a big reaction that maybe is uncharacteristic of most of the reactions that we have. So all of that said, I would have probably guessed that if my daughter were to ever say this, that I wouldn't be super triggered because I understand it now and I've had a child who I've helped through saying something like that. And I just have so much more awareness now of what's really happening for kids in these moments. But I also, if I'm being honest, never in a million years thought my daughter of all my kids would tell me to go away and die. Like she's just, if you knew her, she is just a very sweet and empathic little girl. And I don't know, I just was not prepared for this with her. So the first time this happened, I was pushing her in the jogging stroller and we were walking near a highway that was, you know, not a big highway, but just four lanes, cars going pretty fast. And while I do trust her to listen to me when it counts, I don't really want to test that trust with cars going, you know, 60 miles an hour right next to us. And I think more importantly, I wasn't in a position to keep her safe if I let her out of the stroller, right? So if I could have just been holding her hand and I didn't have the stroller and I didn't have my 10-month-old puppy with me, my 10-month-old 65-pound puppy, right, who also doesn't have great judgment. No, I'm kidding. She's pretty good on the leash, but like she's definitely a puppy. And so I had the puppy, I had the stroller. There's just no way I could have kept her safe. So she wanted to get out and I had to hold that limit. This was not a place that I could work with her. So I told her, I said, I know you really want to get out, but I need you to stay in the stroller today. And she was really upset. No, I want to get out. Let me out. And I had to keep holding that line. And eventually she said, go away and die, mommy. And I just, I mean, I should have been prepared for this, but I mean, let's be honest. Nothing prepares you for the moment where your child tells you that. And, you know, in the coaching I do with my clients and when I'm recording a podcast for you, I have the ability to take a step back and think about and process as an objective observer what's happening in a certain dynamic or how I want to explain something to you. But in the moment, I am just a parent trying to not act on my knee-jerk reactions, which in this case were to shut that down as quickly as it started and to shut it down by whatever means I could, including threats or punishments, right? That's what I wanted to do. That was my knee-jerk reaction. And I think I did say something to her at first that was fairly ineffective. I didn't yell at her or punish her, but I think I said something to the effect of, what did you just say? Do not ever say that to me again. I think I did say that the first time it came out of her mouth because I was just so shocked and I did. I just reacted. I didn't respond. Now the beauty, and I say that with some sarcasm, of me reacting that way initially was that we got many more opportunities to practice responding more effectively because my reaction initially made this something that she wanted to explore. It made it interesting. Right? Because when we have a bigger reaction than our kids are used to, or when we don't hold space, but we usually do, our kids are wired to figure that out. Like, what is it about this one thing that I am saying that is making my mom so upset? So because my initial reaction was not great, she has explored this and it's become sort of a regular thing, not like all the time, but it has definitely happened again since that first time. And as much as I know what this is and that it's not actually a big deal, it definitely still triggers me. I don't want my child to say that to me. And I have all of the same parenting rabbit hole anxiety spiral thoughts that you might have in this situation. Oh my goodness, what's happened to my sweet little girl? This is awful. Why does she think it's okay to say this to me? Is our relationship that bad that she wants me to go away and die? Right? Like all of the same parenting rabbit hole thoughts that you might have, thoughts that I would tell you are not based in reality. I still have these thoughts and they feel very real in the moment. And so I have had to really regulate myself in these moments so that I don't react to her in this really big, angry way. And sometimes not even an angry reaction, right? But sometimes a reaction based in anxiety can look like anger. We can end up lashing out at our kids because we're anxious about what this behavior means. So I've had to do a lot of very concentrated mindset work around this, right? I have a good kid having a hard time. She doesn't fully understand what she's saying. She is reading because she is a highly sensitive kid. She's reading and feeding off of my reaction, especially that initial shocked reaction that I had. And so if she is continuing to say this, it's not because she is bad or she is mean or our relationship is somehow damaged. And kids do not say things like go away and die to a caregiver that they are not deeply and securely attached to. So now that I've done some mindset work around this, how am I responding now when she says it? Well, she said it this morning and I can walk you through what I did. My response this morning was so much more regulated because I have had the space to do some mindset work. And so this is how I would recommend that you respond, which is not the way I initially responded. So this morning, similar situation, actually, we were walking home from dropping the kids off at school and she wanted to get out and walk. And in this case, I said no, because it was cold and she hadn't brought shoes. She was just wearing socks. And so in that moment, I made a judgment call and I said, no, I can't let you get out right now. We were not far from home and I kind of just wanted to get home and get in the house and do the things I needed to do. So I said, no, and it's okay. It's okay to draw the line in the sand where you need it to be as a parent. You are the confident leader. And so I said, no. But this time I was prepared that not only might there be some pushback, but that she might say, go away and die again, because now this is a thing that she's trying out. And so she did. And I said, oh, you are so mad at me. You really want to get out. You really want to get out. And you want me to know how mad that makes you that I am saying no. She got quiet. She listened. And then I said, I believe you. I believe that you are so mad that you want to say something that you know is going to make mommy feel how mad you are. And then I said, I know you're mad. I get it. And it's okay that you're mad at me. And you know what? Even when you say words to make me understand how mad you're feeling inside, even when you say words like that, I still love you. There's nothing you could ever do to make me stop loving you. I am not afraid of your mad feelings. I am here and I am not afraid of your mad feelings. And it's okay for you to share those with me. And then something really cool happened. And then she said to me, yeah, I am mad. I'm so mad at you. And I said, I know. And you can tell me I'm so mad at you. It's okay to say that. And I will believe you. I will believe that you are so mad. So today I had the presence of mind and the mindset I needed to respond like that instead of saying, don't ever say that to me again. What were you thinking saying that? And I know that eventually, over time, the more I respond from a grounded, safe place, knowing that my daughter is doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing at this age, figuring out how to regulate her emotions, figuring out how to share with me how mad she is. Now that my mindset is in the right place, I know that I will continue to respond to her in these moments in a grounded and effective way. And the more I do that, it won't be immediate, but the more I do that, I know this behavior is going to stop. This is not forever. And I believe that to my core. And it's because I know that, that I can respond effectively. Here's the thing that I need you to understand. It is not always neat and simple and linear when we're trying to change behaviors. And in the meantime, while we're working on this, it is my job as a parent to not freak out or give meaning that doesn't need to be there around these words. It is my job to continue to see the good kid and the wonderful, sweet little girl through these hurtful words and to not decide that I'm raising a sociopath and freak out. Right? And I know that's what we want to do because I've been there and I get it. But I wanted to share this story because I wanted you to understand that even though I literally teach this stuff and I have such a nuanced understanding of the highly sensitive personality and how it's manifesting differently in my three kids and how to support them, I still have a kid who's literally telling me to go away and die when she is upset. That doesn't make her a bad kid. It doesn't make me a bad parent. It doesn't make me not good at what I do. It is just where she's at right now in expressing her mad feelings. So I hope this is helpful for you to hear. I hope you can take from this the intended meaning, which is that if you're dealing with something similar with your child, just like me, you are a good parent. You have a good kid who's having a hard time communicating through their big feelings right now. So much of this is mindset. And listen, if you are struggling with this, I see you. It is not easy, but you've got this, okay? And I know that eventually this behavior is going to stop and we will move past it. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Want to continue the conversation and connect with other parents who get it? Join our free Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/raised resilient. I can't wait to see you in there. And if you loved today's episode, I'd be so honored if you'd share it with a friend who needs it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, we've got this.